Welcome to Shomar Shomana Daf, where I'm Sochim Daf Lam and Ches. The Gemara in Amud Beis throughout the page is coming to teach us, where do we know that you can use the bread of Toida and Nazir for Pesach? And the Gemara brings two Psukim. Then the Gemara concludes that we know that you can eat the bread of Nazir and the bread of Toida for Pesach because it's Eino Necho B'chol Meshavos. You can't eat it in every city in Eretz Yisrael. So, answers the Gemara, you're right. The reason why we need a special pasuk is for the time of Noiv and Givon. What's the time of Noiv and Givon? As Rashi goes on to explain, there was a period where there wasn't a Beis HaMikdash, the Aron was in a different place, and the place where they had the Bama Gdoilo, the place where they had the Mizbeach, that was either in Noiv or in Givon, went from Noiv to Givon, and doing these places, the din was that one can eat the bread of Nazir and the bread of Toido in every city in Eretz Yisrael, Necha b'chol harei Yisrael, and therefore you need a pasuk to tell you only for that period that matzah cannot be used from Nazir and Toida. So the first obvious question is, that comes out that this pasuk is talking about a very short period in the history of Am Yisrael. It doesn't speak of time based on Mikdash, only the time Noiv v'Givon. We have a pasuk only for that period? Now, furthermore, we need to ask regarding Noiv v'Givon. The Gemara in Zvachim, the Gemara that speaks about the Mishnah the Rashi refers to, the Gemara tells us that Shiloh is different than Noiv HaGivon. Shiloh, you can eat the Kachem Kalim, not every city in Eretz Yisrael, but you can eat it Bechol HaRoye. You can eat it every place that sees Shiloh. And the Gemara there in Zvachim asks, why was Shiloh different that you could see it, but you could eat Bechol HaRoye? And the Gemara comes to tell us because Yosef, a tzaddik, had a special thing because he did not use his eyes to enjoy something which was not his. So also he was zeicher that you could eat every place that you could see Shiloh, you could use your eyes to see Shiloh. That's what the Gemara says over there. And the simple question is, by Noiv v'Givon, the Gemara doesn't ask why you can eat it in all of Yisrael. Why did the Gemara ask the question only by Shiloh, why you can eat it out of Yerushalayim, out of the area of Shiloh? But the Gemara is not bothered by Noiv v'Givon. What pshat the Noiv HaGivon you can eat b'chol orei Yisrael, every city in Eretz Yisrael, and that's something that the Gemara is not even bothering to explain it. So I searched a lot to find, and someone speaking about this specifically, directly, and I couldn't find, if anybody was listening to this recording, finds a mucker that discusses this issue, I'd really appreciate if you could contact me. But I think maybe one can suggest the following pshat. There's a famous Sforno, it tells us, say, so when we talked about the Mishkan, it says, what would happen if Am Yisrael would not do Chetei Egel? We know that once Am Yisrael did Chetei Egel, then they needed the Mishkan. That's why the Mishkan is called Mishkan Ha'edus, the testimony, to tell you, Edus Li Yisrael Shechiper Lehem Al Maisa Egel. So the Mishkan is coming as a kapara for the Egel. What would happen if Am Yisrael did not do Chetei Egel? Says the Sforno, so then what would happen? The Mishkan would not be in a specific place, not be in one structure, but the Mishkan would be everywhere. The Kedusha of the Mishkan was spread all over Machane Yisrael. Meaning, the more Ruchni, the more spiritual Am Yisrael is, the more the Kedusha spreads out. The reason we are limited to a very confined place for the Mishkan is because Am Yisrael did Chet Egel. If Am Yisrael not do Chet Egel, the Kedusha would spread all over. This teaches us the limitations of space regarding the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan depends on the level of Kedusha that we have here in the world. So maybe one could say the following. Beis HaMikdash is when the Shekhinah comes down to be Shoyer B'Tachtoyin, to be Mamish with us. That's considered to be, as the Gemara in Mizrachim tells us, it's the Menucha, the Nachla. That's considered to be the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mamish bestowing his Shekhinah down here in the world. But Noiv HaGivon is when there's not yet a Menucha Nachla. As the Rishon already pointed out, Noiv HaGivon, the reason why you can't bring all the Karbonis to Noiv HaGivon, as Tosfos says over here in our daf, and the reason why Noiv HaGivon is not a full structure of Beis HaMikdash, is because it's not yet the full Ashuras HaShechina. So, when the Shechina comes down here to the Techtoinim, and is with us, then it's very limited. It's based on us. And then, one can eat the Kachim Kalim only very close to the Beis HaMikdash, only Yerushalayim in the Choyma. But Noiv HaGivon, which is not yet down here in the earth. It's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't yet mashra shechina tachtoinim. He's still, so to speak, in the Elyonim. He's still up there in Shemayim. So then the Kedusha spreads in all Ar Yisrael. And this is not because of the high level of Am Yisrael, but it is because the Kedusha of the Shechina wasn't yet limited and confined in the structure of Am Yisrael. It's still, so to speak, up there in the air. So therefore, the Kedusha spreads in every place in Eretz Yisrael. And this may be the explanation in the Gemara in Zvachim. The Gemara in Zvachim says like this, the fact that before you have a full Menucha Nachla, the Kedusha, the holiness of Yerushalayim, spreads out everywhere, that we understand. That happened, we know in the Mishkan was all over Machne Yisrael, and also in Eretz Yisrael, it could be all over Ari Yisrael. But the fact that Shiloh, which is already a Menucha or a Nachla, depends on the Girsa over there, and you can eat everywhere, you just can see Bechol HaRoye, only place you can see the Mishkan. So then the question is, why Shiloh is different? And the Gemara has to come that Yosef, that Shiloh was in his chalek, is different than Beis HaMikdash, which there you have more limitation. But Noi V'Givayim, which is before a real Ashuras HaShechina, obviously the Kedusha spreads all over. And this can answer our first question as well. The reason why we want to know the Pasuk of Noi V'Givayim is because ultimately we know that eventually when Mashiach comes, the Kedusha of Beis HaMikdash will spread all over Yerushalayim, and the Kedusha of Yerushalayim will spread all over Ar Yisrael. The Kedusha of Yerushalayim will spread all over Eretz Yisrael. So it's not just I'm talking about Noi V'Givayim. I'm talking about Noi V'Givayim that refers to what's going to be in the future when the Kedusha has no limitations. Anyone who wants to join the Shon Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, we have several things that are not online. Please email shonmachshava@gmail.com.